Money.
Money Matters. And here
Money Matters.
Money Matters.
Right here on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
I forgot about that bit. It's a new sting. I'm still getting used to it. Good morning, Phil George.
How are you?
Thanks for joining us.
No, look.
I'll just let it run its course next time. I'm sorry. Now, 1300 222 720, if you have a question for Phil, and you've been poring over the budget papers, Phil, over the last couple of days. You want to talk about the impact that will have, certain decisions that have been made, and what sectors will benefit most, yes. Maybe what companies we should be keeping an eye on?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, I think, as you know, it's been widely reported, I think we all understand that this is, I suppose, the spending budget to end all spending, if you like. It's a lot of money being invested into the economy to get it rolling. And I suppose there's probably three or four key planks of that spending. So I thought I might just touch on those, and we can look at what stocks are likely to be the beneficiaries of that. And I guess the first sector to look at, or the first spending round, we've got $12.5 billion worth of tax cuts brought forward and backdated to July this year. So that's obviously going to be really positive for the retail sector and other consumer discretionary sectors. Certainly those that are still not impacted by social distancing around coronavirus, of course. So I would expect that probably an outsized share of that goes to those businesses that have got great online offerings. So I would probably think that initiative makes a really good case for JB Hi-Fi, Kogan, those sort of retailers, plus also the likes of your ZipPay and Afterpay, those sorts of businesses.
And businesses that have already been doing well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. They're doing fantastically well, but look, these tax cuts at the end of the day put more money in consumers' pockets, so that's got to be good for them. Also, we will see business owners, they'll now have the ability to instantly write down or depreciate assets that the company owns. So you would have to assume that that's going to encourage businesses to spend and take on some more capital equipment. So that's likely to flow through multiple parts of the economy, and will certainly help the likes of Harvey Norman, as an example, as people update computer systems and the like, and also a company like Wesfarmers that owns Officeworks. So that business, you would think, would experience a boost. Probably the biggest.
Are we going to see like a fleet of new vans and utes and I immediately thought cars.
Yeah, and I think that's what we all think. To be honest with you, I think a lot of the trades have probably only just got new cars from last year, to be honest. So whether they can they find it necessary to go out and buy more, I'm not sure. But it's going to encourage businesses to spend or bring forward some of that forecasting spending, and that's a tremendous boost. Infrastructure spending is a huge area. So the government have committed an additional $10 billion over the next 4 years. Now, that's an increase of about 10%. I think they're looking at $100 billion spend over 10. And about $3 billion of that, Nadia, will go into roads, and another decent chunk will go into rail. So companies like Downer, for example, Simic, Monadelphous, SRG, which is a local company based here, BlueScope Steel, Boral, Adelaide Brighton. Those are the companies that stand to pick up the lion's share of that work and that spending. And I guess there's also flow on benefits to the likes of Transurban, who've got some more road to charge tolls on. WA will get $1.1 billion, so $227 million of that for MetroNet, more the Ellenbrook line, and $87 million for the Reed Highway West Swan Road. So a good result for WA. Also we have the first an extension to the first home buyer scheme. So
in a very already very hot market.
Very hot market. Yeah. So we're going to see an additional 10,000 first home owner or first home buyers given the opportunity to make a new purchase or build a new home with just a 5% deposit. So that's going to be really positive for James Hardy, CSR, and those companies will also be benefiting from the infrastructure spend, but also a great opportunity for local or developers like Stockland, and also our local companies like Pete, Cedar Woods, Finbar, those sorts of businesses. So that'll be great for them. And about $1.5 billion, Nadia, to be spent on modern manufacturing. And I think probably an interesting way to play that would be, increased demand for industrial property, certainly that high-end sort of industrial property. So if you wanted
Like
a big distribution centre for an Amazon or, distribution centres for a Coles, those sorts of, highly, specialised, properties. So that's good for companies like Goodman Group, Brickworks, Charter Hall have some good funds that can get investors exposure to those sorts of assets. So all in all, a lot of money to be spent, and I think it's going to be good for the market.
But a bit for investors to look at. I mean, there's absolutely a range of sectors here, of industries.
And I think we touched on this a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about, the impact of the US election on the markets. And it's probably, it's more about, okay, what are the policies? Where's the money going to be spent? And then sort of, I suppose, go down the line and try and work out which of the companies that are best placed to benefit from it.